Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you ever have a problem when a stranger or someone you didn't know that well corrected your child in some way, maybe a behavior or?
So we had a group of moms in the neighborhood that all of our kids would spend an equal amount of time at all of their homes. I never minded them correcting. No, I don't think other than that, it really happened too much.
Well, I know I can only speak from my experience, and that is I know my kids and I'm pretty sure they'll need to be corrected, and it is your home and you please correct them. I have raised them to have good manners, but God forbid they forget or they treat your home in a way that you don't like.
Sure.
Correct them. That's my opinion. So, but it was brought to my attention yesterday when I had a house full of kids. Both of my kids had friends over, and my son in particular has a friend who comes over at least twice a week, frequently.
Oh, that's nice.
Because, you know, his mom works late, so I'd rather them be at my house than there. So I'm feeding him dinner, always getting him a snack. I pick him up, I take him home.
Oh, wow.
You know,
that's great.
Lately it's been bothering me because when I drop him off, I'm like, all right, bud, here you go. And he's like, okay. And he shuts the door. And so I rolled down the window last night. I go, hey, come here.
Oh, geez. Oh, boy.
Come here, kid. I go, you know, it really is polite to say thank you. And he looked at me like, oh, it is? And I go, it is. You really should say thank you when somebody, you know, has you over to their house, brings you home, and says, there you go. They gave you a ride home. You should say thank you. And he, like, ran into the house. So I'm in the car going.
So typical of a 10-year-old boy.
I'm in my car by myself going, what a Karen. Like, what a, what? But it was bothering me that he never says thank you. So was I in the wrong? 585-252-9233. If obviously it's not going to change. He's been coming to my house for months and not once have I heard a thank you. So now I'm going to go out of my way to when I set pizza rolls or whatever in front of the two of them, be like, what are we going to say?
Oh my God.
Because.
Oh my God.
I would be so embarrassed if my son were doing that.
Yeah.
And not saying thank you.
Oh, I would too.
And I'm sure she doesn't know.
I would too.
I'm sure his mom doesn't know.
And there's nothing wrong with, you know, requiring manners while they're in your house, for sure. It's kind of funny the way he just looked at you, panicked, and ran away.
Yes.
I mean, because little kids are so awkward. And little boys, I think, are more awkward than little girls.
Yeah.
I think so.
Well.
So he probably was like, oh, he probably didn't mean anything by running away.
I know. But it made me feel like I
figured
God,
he didn't know what else to
I'm
do.
I'm a beast. I am a monster.
Kind of are.
I should say thank you. I corrected the behavior of a friend of my son's last night when I dropped him off because he has a tendency. No, actually, he's never said thank you. He's over at my house twice a week. He's over for probably 3-4 hours at a time. I give him dinner. I give him snack. Give him drinks. Like waiting on this kid, pick him up and take him home. And it just, for whatever reason, I don't know why it bothered me yesterday, but I'm like, dang it. He just grunted on his way out of the car. So I rolled down the window and I said, hey, come here. I go, you know, you really should say thank you when people have you at their house and they drop you off and they bring you home. And he looked at me, turned around and ran away, which had me feeling absolutely terrible. I was like, what is wrong with me? Get a grip. God. So there are some people saying, hey, it takes a village. You're not wrong, TJ, for teaching him manners. Someone has to. You're never wrong when you're teaching youngsters how to be polite. However, this one says, I have a 10-year-old, and I'm guessing this boy was just embarrassed and didn't know what to say. Maybe bringing it up next time he's there, which will be in a couple days, saying you hope you didn't make him feel uncomfortable, but that saying thank you is something your family values.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a good take on it.
Well,
because I'm sure he's just, he's an awkward kid. And I think boys are more awkward than girls. He probably just didn't know what to say. So it's like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah. And maybe because my son's not saying thank you all the time. Maybe that's his.
Sure.
That's his out.
Sure.
Well, why do I gotta thank her? He's not thanking her.
Somebody said, I just say you're welcome. Even if they don't say thank you.
And that's passive aggressive.
It kind of is, but it's a kind of a good gentle reminder. I don't know. Here we go. You're going to be that mom's kid. You're going to be that mom that kids avoid now, making a mountain out of an anthill. Nah, absolutely not.
You're probably right. You know, no, I felt that too. I felt that.
I don't think so. You know, it's so funny because
I wanted to punch myself.
A couple of weeks ago, I was just yakking with Mark, and he brought up, like I said, there's a big group of kids. They were all the same age. They spent a lot of time at all of our homes.
Yeah.
And I was commenting on remembering something from the basement and of day that I lost it. And all the kids were like, because I never did that. And I go, you know, I still feel bad about that. He goes, are you kidding me? Everybody's mom lost it on us at some point. He goes, Mom, think about it. We were either in the house or out of the house. There were things flying in the air. Nobody really listened to anybody. He goes, you're no different than anyone else. Huh. He goes, some moms really lost it. And then he starts telling me stories about some of my neighbors, like, you know, really losing it. I'm like, oh, I feel better now. But so, you know, it happens.
He's probably making it up because you felt so bad.
No, Mark wouldn't do that.
You know, Mom, don't feel bad. They all were just horrendous. Worse than you.
I'm surprised that in Mark's story, I didn't come out the biggest monster because he would do that just to watch me squirm and then burst out laughing because the whole thing was a lie.
Yeah. But. Well, coming up, you guys, I'm going to talk about this amazing story. I had no idea that we had a man who fell out of an airplane and lived to tell. Living right here. Actually over in Brighton.
I guess I didn't know that either.
We're going to talk about that coming up.
It's button number one on your radio. The number one preset means news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.